Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. My guest this evening is Gail Scudder, a Renaissance woman who keeps reinventing herself regardless of age. She has been a freelance photojournalist for the Newark Star Ledger, the Express Times, and has spent 17 years with The Morning Call. She also has an interest in helping young people and giving her time and attention to helping them know that they have someone to talk to. Gail is a person who follows her intuition and her interests and making dreams come true, whether it is writing a book or pursuing a career as a photojournalist. And she is now the author of a very special book called Questionary Tales of Jethro and Bianca, a book for children and families as well. It is a pleasure to welcome Gail Scudder to help us to take charge of our lives. Welcome, Gail.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
Gail, how did you happen to get the idea of writing this lovely book about questionary tales of Jethro and Bianca? How did you come to get this idea?
Well, I was asked to do a short story for a class, a writing class, at the New School of Social Research in New York City.
Yes.
And I don't remember how I came up with the idea, but I thought it would be fun to do an animal story. So that's how I got started.
Well, it's interesting that you put the word animal, because I must say that when I read this book, I said to myself, oh my goodness, how could she do that? Because it starts off with a woman who is sounds like a young woman, a young mother, and she is about to leave for work, and she says to the two, she says, now remember, don't get into any trouble, I'm going to be going to work. And I said, she's talking to her children and she's leaving for the day. How can I do an interview on a neglectful mother?
Well, that's the fun of the start of the book. Yes.
And it wasn't until I turned the pages and said, oh, my goodness, she's not talking about her children. She's talking about her pets. a cat named Bianca.
Right.
And a dog named Jethro.
Jethro.
Yes. Right. How did you get the idea of this book?
When a friend of mine, was looking to learn about writing, and she came over my home, and I took out some of my stories to give her some ideas. And she read this story, and she said, you need to publish this story. And I said, oh, yeah, right. And she said, no, you do need to publish this story. This is a very good story. So I took her word for it, and then I got interested enough to do it, actually.
And by doing it, you mean?
Putting it together again, looking at it again, making some changes, editing it, and then I lined up. Well, I actually checked several different publishing houses. This is self-published, by the way. Mm-hmm. I found several publishing houses and checked them out. I checked Amazon, and I checked Ex Libris, and I went with Ex Libris because the price was right. That was my main concern.
Well, so you made the decision to pursue this and to self-publish with a self-publishing company that you looked at. Now, how did you get the idea of the story? Because one of the things about this book, and I think it's important for our listeners to know, that this is just not a children's story, you know, where you look at pretty pictures. It kind of is reality-based in terms of family life.
Right.
And it's the kind of story and the kind of book that every parent would like to read many times to the youngsters when they say, let's go to bed and let's read a book.
Oh, nice. Thank you.
I know I raised four children, and I would have loved to have had a story story, a book like this, because it was so meaningful to the family dynamics that were going on in the family and goes on in all families.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about how you got the idea for the story.
Well, I think my feeling, I went with feelings. That was the purpose of this book, to perhaps reach people, just as you're saying, to let them understand that some things happen in life for everyone. And the thing I wanted to bring out was the fun, the sadness, the fear, the excitement, insecurity. I've gone through all that myself. So I thought, well, I'm a good subject here, so I can just put it all together.
What is so beautiful, it's put in the form of a dog named Jethro, who's been the family pet for many years, and he is the mainstay.
Right.
And then along comes Bianca. We don't know when she has come, but she's there with Jethro, who's leading the way, and they begin to have conversations with each other that children might have.
Right.
It's an allegory for children who are having the same discussion. Maybe when they're playing with each other, when there's a babysitter around, but it's so relevant. Okay. And give us an example of how Bianca, who is the guest, so to speak. How does Bianca come into the picture? That's the kitten.
Where did she come from?
Yeah, how did she come?
She was given to Rosina, who's the mother, because a friend found her at the Meadowlands Arena in New Jersey. And actually, Rosina was looking for a pet to share time with Jethro because he was getting a little older and she wanted him to have some company. So that's how Rosina came into the picture.
So here's Rosina, and she's a little baby kitten.
Right.
And how does Jethro respond?
Well, Rosina is the mother.
Oh, Rosina, right.
Bianca is the kitten.
Thank you.
And Jethro is a little bit uncomfortable. He doesn't like someone coming into his territory. And he wants all the attention that Rosina has given him. And now she's giving a little bit of it away to Bianca. And he's not happy.
And you know what's so special about the book? You've just given the thoughts and the motivation. But what I found so interesting was Jethro, the dog, was able to express those very feelings. I don't like you. I don't like sharing with you.
Right.
And I don't like the idea that you're around. So I'm not sure how long I want to have you around.
Yes. And he puts a fear in Bianca that she might not be able to stay there.
And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life. And this evening, we're talking with Gail Scudder, who has written a fascinating book, not only for children, but also for parents reading the story. It's called Questionary Tales of Jethro and Bianca. And Jethro is the long-standing, he's a big dog, by the way, long-standing dog, a pet, and Bianca, a little kitten that has just been brought into the household. Now, we were just talking about the fact that Jethro is very honest. And, you know, in families, we know that they're thinking these thoughts. For example, when a new baby is born and you have the older brother or the older sister and they say, oh, how wonderful, how cute. And then inside they're worrying about.
There's jealousy there. Wondering, is my love going to be cut? Is my mother going to stop loving me and love this little one more? So there's a fear of the new one, a jealousy of the new one. And insecurity about my whole life. My life is changing now. There's someone new here. What's going to happen to me?
Yeah, especially because Jethro has been the mainstay for a long time.
Right.
And he's used to being in charge.
Right.
And what I very much enjoyed was the very straightforward conversation between Bianca the kitten and Jethro. And I have to restate that. It's not about statements. It's about Bianca's questions.
Questions, right.
Questions to Jethro. And thus we have this interesting title, Questionary Tales of Jethro and Bianca.
Right.
How did you come up with the term questionary?
Well, the word question wasn't enough, and I couldn't think of a better term. And then I looked it up, and I said, there's so many words like that, but I don't see a questionary. You know, there's a dictionary and things like that. But so I looked it up in the dictionary. It wasn't there. And I said, well, I think I've come up with a little word that expresses really all her questions, all the things she wants to know.
And she's forever questioning.
She's new. She knows nothing about the world. And there's Jethro, who pretends or at least assumes a position of knowing everything. And she's asking him everything she can possibly ask so she can grow up and be like him.
And before we talk more about Jethro and Bianca, there's also something very realistic about we as parents who are running around, trying to get to work, trying to get everything done so that we can get out of the house and be to work on time, and how we often forget things and run around.
Right.
And then we leave the house and maybe we get to the car, and they say, oh, my God, I can't find my address book. I can't find my phone book. Why did and run back to the house. And you have this. And you have this very wonderful portrayal of reality that we all face.
Well, if truth be told, this is me. This is me. I lose my keys. And then you can ask anybody. They know about that.
You have a pet that we can ask?
I have two kittens, two cats right
so
now.
So we can
ask. You can ask them because they see me coming back in and they're looking too. So. Uh-huh.
And what is so interesting about the book, it is so based on reality mm-hmm. that we can identify as parents and the children can identify as brothers and sisters about other people facing and asking the questions that they want to ask as well. So we're going to talk with more with Gail Scudder, author of this delightful book called Questionary Tales of Jethro and Bianca, when we return to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
Spread the word about your organization or business to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced music programs reaches thousands of locally engaged listeners each day. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable way to enhance your image and to provide information about your services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, call 610-694-8100, extension 6, or visit our website, wdiy.org.
For over 35 years, Godfrey Daniels has presented a variety of folk and acoustic music on Bethlehem's South Side. Listen to Live from Godfrey Daniels as we bring you in the door and put you right in the front row with recordings of your favorite shows, plus lots of studio tracks from Godfrey's artists, past, present, and future. Join us on Tuesday from 7 to 9 for Live from Godfrey Daniels on WDIY Allentown.
WDIY has the soundtrack to your Independence Day celebration this July 4th. We've partnered with the City of Bethlehem and Celebration Fireworks to once again bring you a live soundtrack synchronized with the City of Bethlehem's fireworks display. The soundtrack will be broadcast live over the air on 88.1 FM and at Bethlehem's Payroll Plaza, Saturday, July 4th, beginning at 9 p.m. here on WDIY.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. This is your host, Elena Barbro, and this evening we're talking with Gail Scudder, a Renaissance woman who keeps reinventing herself and who has written a remarkable story that will be of delight to families with children of all ages, and it's called Questionary Tales of Jethro and Bianca. And the reason I mention that it's valuable to all families of all ages because it raises universal questions that our children want to know when new babies are born and when they see other siblings in the household and when we as parents want to reassure them that they are loved equally. And this is a told through the eyes of two pets. One is Bianca, who is just recently acquired, a little kitten, and Jethro, who is master of the household, and written by Gail Scudder. And we're going to talk about some of the universality of this wonderful book that will be a delight to read to our children and a delight for them to listen to. Let's start with page 11. You want to start, Gail?
Sure.
Bianca was puzzled and frightened.
Well, what's happened is Jethro says to her, we can do all these things if Frosina keeps you.
Ah.
So now Bianca is puzzled and frightened. What do you mean if she keeps me?
Well, she knows I'm not happy to have you here, and if things don't improve, she might think it's not working out and get rid of you, said Jethro.
But why aren't you happy with me?
Well, just let's say I've been here a long time, and I don't like anyone cutting in on my territory, see?
But then where would I go?
I don't know, and I don't care. I didn't want you here in the first place. But she thinks I should have company when she goes out, and sometimes she leaves me with her friend Charlie, and that's always fun because he gives me cookies and lets me get away with everything. But still, she has to be gone all day, and she feels bad, and she worries about me. Oh, let's go with Jethro, who has been told not to go into the street, okay?
Yes, he tells Bianca that sometimes he's done things wrong and he has to watch out because if he gets too fresh, she might get rid of him. So now he's worried about that. And he says, when I was hit by a car a couple of years ago, she rushed me to the animal hospital and it cost her almost $400, but she didn't mind. When she brought me home, she nursed me back to health. And then Bianca says,
well, how come you got hit by a car?
Because I was playing with another dog, and even though Rosina told me to never, never go in the street, I didn't listen. I was too excited about playing with the other dog, and I forgot. But when I saw how upset Rosina was when she saw me lying under a big white Cadillac with my tongue hanging out and my eyes staring straight ahead, I was sorry that I didn't listen because I hurt not only myself, but her too.
Well, this is so reality-based because we all remind our children, remember, never go out in the street, be careful of the street. And this is so real that children can relate to it. And the story is so believable so pertinent and touches the heart.
Well, I can recall I was driving home from work one day, and I was on the street that I always go home, and luckily I was going very slow, but I noticed on the side of out from the side of my eye that a little boy was running down the steps, and he ran directly into the street in front of my car, and I was panic-stricken. I said, oh, my God, oh, my God, and I didn't hear any bump, and I said, oh, thank God, but he had fallen. And I got out of the car, I rushed into the lady's house, and I said, your son, I almost killed your son. And I got all upset, and I said, do you have to watch your child? You can't let him out in the street, you know. So anyway, I thank God every day at that time that I didn't hurt this child. But this is what happens, even animals, you know, they run in front of you, and there's nothing you can do.
And it also shows how this is so real.
Yes,
this
thank
is
you.
So real. And that is something that we can relate to as parents reading the book and as children who are listening and exploring the book together with us. It is really a gem, Gail.
Thank you.
And the other thing I wanted to point out is the worry that that Bianca feels that she might be let go.
Mm.
And where would she go and what would happen to her because she has nowhere to go?
Yeah. Well, Jethro tells her you might have to go to the animal shelter.
And she says, what's an animal shelter?
Well,
And what does Jethro respond? What does he tell her about?
He says, well, if Rosina doesn't keep you, that's where you're going to go. And Bianca wants to know, why wouldn't she keep me? He said, well, if I don't want you here, then you'll go.
He's the big cheese.
Or
the big bone, as we're talking about a dog.
But the fear comes into Bianca as what will happen to her
right.
if she goes to the shelter. And he says, she says, what do they do with, well, she says, what do they do at the shelter if they can't keep me? He says, well, I don't know. She says, yes, you do know. What happens to me if no one wants me? Jethro raced out the words. Then they put you to sleep. For good. What do you mean for good? Bianca says. Well, it means that they give you some medicine to go to sleep, and you don't wake up the next morning or any other morning. And Bianca, one more, little bit more. Bianca says, does that mean that I wouldn't be able to play or run and have fun anymore? Why would anyone want to do that to me? I never did them any harm. Why? And then Jethro goes on to explain why people take animals to the shelter.
But there is a point in the story where Jethro realizes that there is room in Rosina's heart for all, and that they can all live together,
right.
and they can all be together. And what is so beautiful about the book is that it raises thoughts and questions that are in our children's minds. We may not like to think that they're there, but they are there. And this is a lovely story together with wonderful, wonderful pictures. Tell us about the pictures and how you came by the artist.
Well, the artist actually lives in the Philippines, and Ex Libris,
the publisher.
The publisher of the book recommended him, and he and I didn't speak at all, but I had to transfer all the information in writing, and apparently everyone seems to think he's done exactly what I've asked, and I agree with that too. So,
but you also had to, what I admired about you, you had some specific ideas about the pictures yourself.
Well, one of the things about putting together a book, it's very important if you can educate yourself about what you are going to do. I had a background in graphic arts, which was very helpful. I understood what colors, a lot of the things that were necessary to put this book together, the writing, the publication, the style of the book. I had a lot of experience in that in the past, but I learned a lot because things have upgraded since years ago. So
give us an example of how you stood up for your particular view and had a little difference of opinion with the artist.
Well, the artist had done a drawing or an illustration of Rosina, and she was doing housework, and she was surrounded by all this laundry and everything and looked exhausted, and she's bending over. And he had a little bit of cleavage showing. And I wrote back to him. I said, no cleavage. No cleavage. This is a children's book. I got the book back, the picture illustration back with no cleavage and a little higher collar. And that was perfect for me.
Well, that shows what happens when you can take charge of your life and stand up for yourself as the author in charge of the book. And that was very, but that shows that, you know, you're not only writing the book, but you were looking very carefully that the pictures and the artwork represented something that you wanted to demonstrate.
Right.
What about this car? There was a particular car.
Well, I had a Pontiac Firebird at one time, so that's why it wasn't red, but I thought the modern look would be nicer in red in the picture. So,
is there a particular message that you were thinking about when you were writing this book that you wanted parents and children to understand and grasp?
I think that getting in a family situation, and there are different age levels of children, that there is jealousy, that there's a sense of mom cares more about me or daddy doesn't like me as much. And there's always that sense of not liking the other sibling because of that. And it really isn't their fault. So being able to speak out about how you feel is very important, because I know I didn't do that. And I think if I had, I would have been a happier child.
And you had a big family.
I had a brother and there were four of us, a brother and two, I had two sisters. So.
Well, and the book is Questionary Tales of Jethro and Bianca. How can people get a copy of this if they'd like to?
Well, it'd be great if you could go on Amazon. Actually, you could just put my name, Gail P. Scudder, and Amazon.com, and the book will come up.
And the Gail's name is Scudder, S-C-U-D-D-E-R, Gail Scudder,
right.
And Amazon.com.
Yes.
And do you have a web page?
I do have. It's Gail P. Scudder. Again, all one word.
And you and
at webs, W-E-B-S, dot com.
Well, I want to thank you so much, Gail Scudder, Renaissance woman, who has helped us to take charge of our lives by understanding that our pets can be not only our pets, but our children, and in many ways can teach us about sibling rivalry and how we as parents need to intervene with compassion, understanding, and acceptance. Thank you, Gail Scudder, Renaissance woman, for helping us to take charge of our lives by understanding that if we dream it, we can make our dreams come true, no matter what our age, and by understanding that if you will it, it is no dream. And the book is Questionary Tales of Jethro and Bianca by Gail P. Scudder. Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.